is ritual music. And this 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 is ritual music.
I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of freedom, it's the song about love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land.
Today. Thank you. It was all so still and silent, and the sky was heavy and grey and sad. I never saw such big ugly stones before, and they went on and on as far as I could see, a long, long way. I was afraid. I went on into the dreadful rocks. There were hundreds and hundreds of them. Some were like horrid grinning men. I could see their faces as if they would jump at me out of the stone and catch hold of me and drag me with them back into the rock so that I should always be there. And there were other rocks that were like animals, creeping, horrible animals, putting out their tongues. And others were like words that I could not say, and others like dead people lying on the grass. I went on among them, though they frightened me, and my heart was full of wicked songs that they put into it. I sang the songs I thought of, songs full of words that must not be spoken or written down. Then I made faces like the faces on the rocks, and I twisted myself about like the twisted ones. And I lay down flat on the ground like the dead ones. And the story was all true.
Mud. Thank you. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
ប្រាថ្នាស្នេហាលូជ
จะมีนอกประสังยังมา
Do you think Angela Davis will get a fair trial?
I don't think so, because she's black. I think they're going, you know, send her to jail, and that's, nobody's going to hear anything else about her. I think that things that they do to black people these days is just not right. Like Edward Kennedy, he takes a girl on in the car, and she dies and whatnot, and he's set free, but Angela Davis didn't even do anything, and she's going to jail for it. I don't think it's right.
Did Angela Davis will get a fair trial?
No, I don't think she'll get a fair trial because of the idea that the first she has two things against her because she was, they say she's a communist, so I really don't think she'll get a fair trial.
Thank you. Do you think that Angela Davis will get a fair trial?
I think so, yes.
You think so?
Yes. Because I think that the people will see that she gets a fair trial.
Thank you. Do you think that Angela Davis will get a fair trial?
No.
Why?
I don't know, really. I just don't think that she get a fair trial.
Davis will get a fair trial.
I hope she do. I hope she gets a fair trial.
Do you think Angela Davis will get a fair trial?
In some court she will.
Why?
Because there's a lot of rumors going around about her, things like that. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure that she'll get a, maybe in a court of more blacks, maybe she would, but not in court of whites, I don't think.
In California?
No.
You think Angela Davis will get a fair trial?
Yes, I should, and I don't believe she can get a fair trial in the United States.
You want to tell us why?
Because I don't believe the United States is fair to black people. You could see this in our past history. Through the beginning of time, the United States has not been fair to black people. So I don't believe she can get a fair trial here, and especially not in California.
Thank you. You're trying to get this woman scared of you, but I am not afraid. No, 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 no. I am really not afraid. You come with your evil lust plans to overthrow this woman. You've got to change your program, 'cause Jaja got the old wide world. He's got the whole world in his hands. Leave me alone, wicked man. Why you want to bite off more than you can chew? How long will you go on? Oh, na na na. Leave me, yeah. Leave me, yeah.
grain of sand, one 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 drop of water in the sea. One grain of sand, one little you, one little me. One grain of sand, one lonely star up in the blue. One grain of sand, one little me, one little you. One grain of sand, one leaf of grass upon the plain. One grain of sand, I'll sing it now again and again and again. One grain of sand, one grain of sand, is all my joy. One grain of sand, one little girl, one little boy, one leaf of grass, one leaf of grass upon the plain, one leaf of grass. We come and go again and again. The sun will rise, the sun will rise and then go down. The sun will rise, one little world go round and round and round. One grain of sand, one grain of sand is all my own. One grain of sand, one grain of sand is home, sweet home.
Now, if you want higher wages, let me tell you what to do. You got to talk to the workers in the shop with you. You got to build you a union, got to make it strong. But if you all stick together, boys, it won't be long. You get shorter hours, better working conditions, vacations with pay, take your kid to the seashore. It ain't quite this simple, so I better explain just why you got to ride on the union train. Cause if you wait for the boss to raise your pay, we'll all be awaiting till Judgment Day. We'll all be buried, gone to heaven. St. Peter will be the straw boss then. Now you know you're underpaid, but the boss says you ain't. He speeds up the work till you're about to faint. You may be down and out, but you ain't beaten. You can pass out a leaflet and call a meeting, talk it over. Speak your mind. Decide to do something about it. Of course, the boss may persuade some poor damn fool to go to your meeting and act like a stool, but you can always tell a stool, though, that's a fact. He's got a yaller streak running down his back. He doesn't have to stool. He'll always get along on what he takes out of blind men's cups. You got a union now and you're sitting pretty. Put some of the boys on the steering committee. The boss won't listen when one guy squawks, but he's got to listen when the union talks. He'd better be mighty lonely. Everybody decide to walk out on him. Suppose they're working you so hard it's just outrageous, and they're paying you all starvation wages. You go to the boss and the boss would yell, before I raise your pay, I'd see you all in hell. Well, he's puffing a big cigar, feeling mighty slick, cause he thinks he's got your union lick. Well, he looks out the window and what does he see but 1,000 pickets, and they all agree he's a bastard. Unfair! Slave driver. Bet he beats his wife. Now, boys, you come to the hardest time. The boss will try to bust your picket line. He'll call out the police, the National Guard. They'll tell you it's a crime to have a union card. They'll raid your meeting. They'll hit you on the head. They'll call every one of you a damn red unpatriotic. Japanese spies. Sabotaging national defense. But out at Ford, here's what they found. And out at Balti, here's what they found. And out at Alice Chalmers, here's what they found. And down at Bethlehem, here's what they found. That if you don't let red baiting break you up, and if you don't let stool pigeons break you up, and if you don't let vigilantes break you up, and if you don't let race hatred break you up, you'll win. What I mean, take it easy, but take it.
Ritual music. And this is 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 ritual music.